It is 6:50. Good morning. Joined by a very special guest this morning. He's known as the Napkin Note Dad. His name is Garth Callahan. Good morning, Garth.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So you've gotten lots of national attention about your napkin notes. First, for anyone who doesn't know Napkin Note Dad, explain what napkin notes are.
It's a really simple concept. Every morning as I make my daughter her lunch, I write her a very special note and put it into her lunchbox. And I've been doing that since she was in kindergarten. And she's now 14 in eighth grade.
Wow.
Now, your new goal is to write extra notes because, can you tell us a little bit about your health?
Sure. So in the past 2 years, I've been diagnosed with cancer 3 different times. And my doctors have put me into a high-risk category for recurrence. And unfortunately, one of those types of cancers, kidney cancer, the 5-year survival rate's not very high. So my goal, as I was kind of contemplating all of this, my daughter's graduation from high school is in about 5 years. My survival rate is about 5 years. And I had, as a family, we always had an implied promise that she would have a note every day in her lunch from me. And I started to recognize that I might not be able to fulfill that promise. So I sat out and counted out how many days there were between this year's Christmas break and her high school graduation. And it turned out to be 826 days. So that's how many notes I've written out.
Wow.
In the event that I am not able to fulfill that promise myself.
And your story is touching so many people nationwide, from parents to kids, and including your daughter who started leaving you notes.
Yes, just about 2 weeks ago, I went into work and was putting away my lunchbox in the company refrigerator and grabbed out an apple. And I looked in the lunchbox and I said to myself, gosh, I don't remember putting this paper towel in there, but I didn't really think much of it. And I decided to pull it out. And I opened up the paper towel, and there was a note from my daughter, Emma. And the note said, "Dear Dad, if all of my friends jumped off of a bridge, they would do it because I told them to. Your daughter is a leader, not a follower."
That's funny.
Yeah.
But wait,
there was a little P.S. on there because it was written on a paper towel. She said, P.S., I think you used all of the napkins.
And the crazy part is you're in Richmond, Virginia right now, and we connected, but you call our area home.
Yes. So the whole reason why I responded to your initial email was that I noticed that your area code was 315. I grew up in Lewis County in Port Lydon and lived there up until the time I went to college. And my family still lives in the area, so I absolutely consider that home.
What an inspiration, touching story. I actually left my first positive post on the bathroom mirror so my daughter would see it this morning. So thanks for inspiring a whole bunch of people nationwide. Tell us your hopes and goals and dreams for not only your daughter, but everyone with napkin notes.
Well, at this point, I am a mission-driven father, and my mission is to get every parent to inspire them to write to their kids, whether it's once a day or once a week, these parents will actually make the commitment and write a short note to them. My dad passed away a couple of years ago, and now that this is really coming to a head in terms of my thoughts and notes always being in my brain, there's nothing I wouldn't give to have a note or a letter from my dad. And at this point, it's too late. So if I can spend every day of my life, I'll go door to door if I have to, and inspire parents to do this. That's my goal.
But you have received notes, plenty of notes in the mail.
I have. We've also, I probably have received somewhere around, I'm guessing, 5,000 messages through email and Facebook.
Wow.
Of other parents throughout the world, actually, that are telling me that they are now committed to writing notes to their kids.
And you have Facebook, Twitter, and your own web page where you blog. Can you give us those addresses so that people can be inspired and follow Napkin Notes?
Yes, thank you very much. So my Facebook page is really simple. It's just facebook.com/napkinnotes. My Twitter account is at WGarth. My first name is William. So anybody who wants to Google WGarth, that would be me. And our blog site, our website is napkinnotesdad.com.
And if you didn't get all that, we'll have all those links for you at bigfrog104.com. Next time you're in Central New York visiting family, make sure you look us up. I'd like to meet you face to face.
Absolutely. I'm planning a couple of trips up this spring, one to visit my mom, and then the second one a few weeks later for my niece and nephew's first communion. So I'll be up a couple of times soon.
Not too chicken to come during the snow?
Well, so I did grow up there. I am very used to the snow. However, I will say that I'm going to be bogged down here in Richmond for at least a few weeks based on what else I have going on for Napkin Notes.
Well, we got that winter storm watch thing. You know how that goes. Starting at midnight tonight, I think, is why I said that.
Yeah, I always chuckle at that because we shut down here in Richmond. We had about an inch of snow last week and it shut the city down for 3 days.
No
beer, no milk.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate you taking time out to talk with us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for reaching out.